Good morning. Boys and girls, you don't need to turn to your Bibles because the words will be on the screen. But grown-ups might like to turn to Psalm 47, which we're going to read, and then we're going to read from Acts 2. So the adults, excuse me, may want to be in Psalm 47 and then Acts 2. But boys and girls, I'm going to turn round because I want you to look at it on the screen, okay? So as I read it, will you look up there? Is that all right? And some of you might be able to read very well, but you try and notice the words that I'm reading as I read them. Okay, so we're going to start with Psalm 47. Look at the screen. And this is what it says. For the director of music of the sons of Korah, a psalm. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great king over all the earth. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. And now we're going to go to the New Testament, and we're going to read from Acts chapter 2. So you read, following again, boys and girls? Acts chapter 2. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders and signs which God did among you through him, as you yourselves know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said about him, I saw the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet and knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. We read a lot there about the Lord Jesus, didn't we? Now, as you've sat down, adults, I'd ask you, please, to have your Bible open at Psalm 47. But boys and girls, will you all sit up straight? Come on, let me see you sit up straight. You've got to be comfortable. All right? I want you to open your eyes. Come on, do that. Open your eyes. Pin back your ears. Wind up your brains. and zip up your mouths unless I ask you to speak, because we're going to learn together from the part of the Bible we read. Now, last month, if you were here, we started to learn together about a part of the Bible called Psalms. And we started to learn that every Christian, that is every believer in our Lord Jesus, is part of God's great choir. What does a choir do? What does a choir do? Does anyone know? Yes? They sing, that's right. And God's choir are to sing. And the book of Psalms is the great songbook that God has given believers in Jesus to sing. Now, does anyone remember the facts that we learned about the book of Psalms? We learned lots of facts. We learned, for example, first of all, that it's the longest book in the Bible. Can anyone remember how many chapters, how many psalms there are? Yes, David? No, that's close. Yes? No, 127. Yes, Matt? 150, that's right. There are 150 psalms. Now, does anyone remember which the longest psalm is? Caleb? It's Psalm 119. And David, I think this is what you were thinking about. Psalm 119 has 176 verses. So you did remember that. Anyone remember what the shortest psalm is? Shortest psalm, yes? No, it's not Psalm 2. Yes? 117, well done, that's very good. And it has only two verses. And what we learned was that there are different kinds of psalms. So there are praise psalms, psalms that say how good and great and wonderful God is. We learned that there are sad psalms, songs that Christians can sing when they're sad. Or we learned that there are sorry psalms. Christians aren't perfect people. We sin and we need to ask God to forgive us. And there are psalms that help us to say sorry to God. There are lots of psalms that are help psalms. Words we can use to say, God, we need your help. And then there are what we can call teaching psalms. Psalms that teach us things about God and what it means to trust in him. Now, the other thing you may remember we learned last month is that the psalms go in different directions. So some of the psalms are up psalms because we sing songs to God. We praise him. Other psalms are in psalms, psalms that we're to sing to ourselves, to our souls, and say, come on, keep trusting God. And then there are other psalms that are outward psalms. They're songs we're to sing to each other. Now this morning, does anyone remember the number of the psalm we just sung? What was the number of the psalm? Noah? Oh, come on, it was only 2 minutes ago. No one remember the psalm we read this morning? It's Psalm 47. Now Psalm 47 is a praise psalm and a teaching psalm. And Psalm 47 is a song that we're supposed to sing outwards, but not to each other. It's a song that God's choir are to sing to the whole world and to the nations of the world. Psalm 47 is a song that believers in Jesus are to sing to the nations. And what is the song that we're singing to the nations? This is what we're to sing. We're to say to the nations, to all the people who live in all the world, we're to say, join us in praising our great King. Can you say that with me? Can you say it with me? Join us in praising our great King. Let's try it again.
Join us in praising our great King.
Excellent. See, look at the screen. Look at the screen. Look at how the psalm starts. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. When do people clap their hands? When do they shout? Well, it tends to be that they clap and shout when something good happens. So, has anyone ever been to a concert? Anyone been or been in a concert? Anyone ever been to a play at the theatre? Or I know some of you were in a play at school this week. Now, what happens at a concert or a play? If the people in the concert or the play have done really well, what happens at the end? Do you know what happens at the end? Everyone goes, you can do it with me, don't they? And sometimes they shout out and say, that was great. What about football matches or rugby matches? Last Saturday afternoon, I was watching the rugby in our lounge. And at one point, the team I was supporting, they scored a try, which is kind of like a goal in rugby. All right? And I shouted, yes! And I clapped my hands. And Sandra was in the kitchen downstairs. And she could hear me. I was very noisy. And she knew that the team I was supporting, which wasn't the team she was supporting, that the team I was supporting had scored a try. I was happy. I clapped my hands. Now, in the Bible, God's people clapped their hands and shouted for joy when God gave them a good king. That's what happened when a man called Joash was made the king of Judah. Now, is there any boy here who's seven? Any boy here who's seven? All right, any boy here who's eight? Right, Toby, you come out, all right? We'll pretend you're seven today, all right? Is that all right? We'll take a year off your age. Because Joash, he was only 7 years old when he became the king of Judah. So will you hold him? Now, will you pretend you're Joash, all right? So what happened was this. Are you listening? Joash was only seven. He lived at a time when a horrible lady called Athaliah was ruling the land of Judah. And what the people needed was a good king chosen by God. And God chose Joash. And Joash was brought out in front of everyone like this. And a crown was placed on Joash's head. And he was proclaimed king. And you know what everyone then did? They started clapping. And they said, long live the king. Long live the king. And the noise was so great you could hear it through all the city. Now let's see if you can do that, all right? So I want you to pretend that you're the people, you're watching, okay? Joash, who's only seven, is brought out in front of you, all right? And the crown is put on his head and he's proclaimed king. And what does everyone do? Long live the king. Long live the king. Well done, king. You did very well. You can go and sit down now. You did brilliantly. Thank you. Now, according to Psalm 47, God's choir, Christians, call on the people of the nations of the world to clap their hands and shout to God. And look why. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. Who's this speaking about? He's speaking about our God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our God who has made himself most fully known in our Lord Jesus. And if we're believers in the Lord Jesus this morning, this is the song we're to sing to the nations about Jesus. That he is the Lord Most High. That he's the King over all the earth. What does that mean? Well, here I have a helium balloon, all right? I want you to imagine that this helium balloon represents the Lord Jesus. Now, our psalm tells us that the Lord Jesus is the Lord Most High. He is the great King over all the earth. In other words, he is higher than any other ruler in the world. I want to get something out the cupboard. You ready? Here I have a globe. You know what a globe is? It has a map of the world on it. And on this globe, it's upside down. There we go. Well, in Australia, that's the right way up. But anyway, and on this globe, it has all the countries of the world, all the nations of the world. Does anyone know how many nations there are in the world? Anyone know? Ooh, who wants a guess? David, have a guess. Pardon? around 200. That's not bad. It's less than 200, I'll tell you that. Matt, a lot. No. No, it's 195. There are 195 or 96, depends who you ask, nations in the world. Now, each nation in the world, each of the countries in the world, it has a ruler. It has a leader. And those leaders are called different names. So, for example, in some countries, like our country, the leader is called what? You can say it louder than that. The Queen, that's right. And in other countries, the leader is called the King. And that will one day be true in our country. Okay? Oh, this isn't working. Never mind. And then in other countries, in Germany, for example, the leader is called the Chancellor. That's a strange name, isn't it? In other countries, you have a Prime Minister, and we have a Queen and a Prime Minister. Okay, and then in other countries, I've got a couple more here. In other countries like America, the leader is called the president. And then in other countries like, I think in one country in the Middle East, the leader is called the sultan. And in every country of the world, there are leaders, there are rulers. They're given different names. But do you know what that means? If you live in their country, you have to do what they tell you to do. And if you don't do what they tell you to do, do you know what happens? You get into trouble. You get punished because you're in their country and they're the leader of that country. But what does Psalm 47 tell us about Jesus? It tells us that the Lord Jesus is the Lord Most High, that he is king over all the earth. Jesus isn't just the ruler of one country in the world. He is the ruler over every country. He is king everywhere. Right, don't look at the moon, look at me. Hands up if you've ever been to another country. Okay, which countries have you been to? Lydia, what country have you been to? Spain, yeah? That's not a country, that's a continent. Where in Africa have you been? Nigeria, that's right. Brazil, where your mummy is at the moment, that's right. Wales. Well, that's sort of another country. Esther? Pardon? Malawi, that's right. Now, you've been to all these different countries in the world, but let me tell you something important. Any country in the world you ever go to, whoever their king or president or queen or sultan may be, actually, Jesus is king there. Because Jesus is king over all the earth. Not just in one place, not just in one country, but in all the earth. And not only is Jesus king everywhere, he is king forever. You see, the problem with every human leader of a human country is they're only king for a little while. You see, King Joash, who we just clapped about, he was only king for 40 years because then he died. Does anybody know who this is? It's our queen, isn't it? Now, I like our queen. She's the leader of our country. She's been the queen for 64 years. But one day our queen will die. And she will no longer be the queen of our country. And that was true about her dad. He was called George VI. He was king for 15 years, but then he died. And it was true of his dad as well. His dad was called George V. He was king for 25 years, and then he died. And then his dad was called Edward VII. And he was king for only 9 years, and then he died. That's right. Any ruler of this world is only ruler for a little while. But King Jesus he's king forever. He is the Lord Most High. He is the king over all the earth. And do you know the word Psalm 47 uses to describe him? It's a great word. You've got to learn to say this word, all right? You ready? He is awesome. Can you say that word? Say it like that. Awesome. No, you need to go, awesome. Try it with me. Oh, Glenn got that well. Come on, you do it as well. Ready again? He's awesome. What does that mean? It means that King Jesus is impressive. It actually means that he's also, because he's impressive, he's quite scary. Now, isn't that what we've been singing about a few minutes ago? We sang that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When Jesus was on earth, he did, can you say the word? Awesome things. He healed the sick. He calmed the storm. As people saw King Jesus, they said, who is this man? Because he was so different from anybody else. He did things that no ordinary human being could do. And it's because he wasn't ordinary. It's because he is the... Do it again. Josh did it brilliantly in the front row. Try it again. He's the awesome Lord Most High. And that's what his choir, Christians, are to tell the nations of the world. That is why we have mission partners. You know about our mission partners, don't you? So, for example, there's Jerry and Joy, and they work in this part of the globe here. And there's Nick and Angela, and Nick and Tamsin and Angela, who work in Turkey. And then there's Chris and Roz, who are right down here in Uganda. Why have they gone to those places? Because as part of God's choir, they want to tell the people in those nations that Jesus is the Lord Most. Wonderful. You're getting the idea. Why have we started Silver Street Community Church? Because in Silver Street, in Edmonton, there are people from all over the world living there. All the nations of the world. And the people who have gone from this church to there, they are the choir who have gone to say the Lord Jesus is the Lord Most. You're getting the idea. Now, you're doing very well. Psalm 47 gives us three things that we must tell the nations of the world, people who aren't in God's choir yet, that show that the Lord Jesus is the Lord Most High, the King over all the earth. And the first is this. We are to tell them, the nations, of his love for his people. Will you look at the screen again? Look at the screen. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. Does anybody know what's special about today, the 14th of February? What's the 14th of February? Yes, Vasti. It's Valentine's. Did anyone get a Valentine's card today? Oh, some people did. Oh, Mr. Moss did at the back. That's very good. What is Valentine's Day? It's a day where people show love. It's a day when people show someone else that they love them by perhaps giving them a card or a bunch of flowers or a box of chocolates or something like that. Now, in the Old Testament, we read the story of how God showed awesome love for his people. His people were slaves in a country called Egypt. Egypt was, where was Egypt? Let's try and find Egypt. Egypt is over here. And God's people were slaves in Egypt. And the ruler of Egypt, he was called Pharaoh. And he was a horrible man. And God's people, they were slaves in Egypt, and it was horrible for them being in Egypt. But then God showed them awesome love. Do you know what he did? The Bible says that God came down, and he came down to help his people. And through a man called Moses, you'll have heard that story, you heard about Moses? Through Moses, God did awesome miracles. And through those awesome miracles, God actually destroyed Pharaoh, the horrible king, and he set his people free from slavery, and he guided them to the land he was giving them. Now, why is that story in the Bible? Can I tell you why? Because it's meant to point us forward to the bigger story of the Bible, the story of the New Testament, the story of the Lord Jesus. Now, who is the Lord Jesus? He is the Lord Most. And yet what we learn in the Bible is because of God's great love for his people, the Lord Jesus, he came down to earth from heaven. You know about that, don't you? And when he lived on earth, he became a real human being just like us. But he showed he was different by doing awesome things. But he came to show his love. And he showed his love by doing something really awesome. And that is, he died on the cross. Now, when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, it looked as though his enemies had won. It looked as though the kings and rulers that there were at the time Jesus lived on earth, it looked as though they were more powerful than Jesus. And after he died on the cross, do you know what happened to him? He was then put in a tomb. And he was there for 3 days. And it looked as though the rulers of the earth were more powerful than King Jesus. But were they? No, they weren't, were they? What happened on the third day? He rose again. He came back to life again. And by coming back to life again, it was proved that he is the Lord Most High. It was proved that he is the King over all the earth. And it was all confirmed by the second thing, though, Psalm 47 tells us. We know Jesus is our great King because of his love for his people and because of his ascension to heaven. Now, that word ascension, have you ever heard that word ascension before? It's a difficult word. All the word ascension means is to go up. So let me try and illustrate. Watch me over here. You watching? I'm about to go down these stairs. To go down these stairs is to descend. All right? So when you go down, you descend. Can you say that word? You descend. That is to go down. Now, if I go up the stairs, all right, which I'm going to do now, to go up the stairs is to ascend. All right, so I am going to ascend. It means to go up. Now, let's think about the Lord Jesus, shall we? Let's think about the Lord Jesus, and we'll look first at the words on the screen. Look at the words on the screen. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of trumpets. Think of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus started, where did he start? Up high, didn't he? In heaven. There he goes. What did the Lord Jesus then do? He then came down to earth from heaven, didn't he? And out of love for his people, what did he do? He died on the cross. And having died on the cross, what happened to him? He was put in the grave, wasn't he? Then on the third day, he came back to life again. And then the Bible says that 40 days after he'd risen from the dead, he then ascended. He went back up to heaven. And the disciples saw it. And the Psalm 47 says that when God ascended, he did so amid shout of joy. Now, when Josiah was crowned king, Joash was crowned king, what did the people do? Long live the king. Come on, do it with me. Long live the king. Long live the king. Psalm 47 says that when Jesus ascended into heaven, there were shouts of joy and there was blowing of trumpets. Can you blow a trumpet? Now, who was shouting and who was blowing trumpets? Well, my guess is it was probably the angels in heaven. Because the angels in heaven, they knew why the Lord Jesus had descended, had come down to earth. They knew that by coming to earth, he was doing an awesome thing. Because you see, what the Lord Jesus did when he died on the cross was the Lord Jesus took the punishment for my sin. He took the punishment for me not living with him as my king. He took the punishment I deserve for not doing what the Lord Jesus says as the king of all the earth. And he took the punishment that I deserve so that as I believe in him, he forgives me. He promises to give me eternal life with him. And he makes me a member of his choir, who is then to tell other people about him and about his love and about his ascension up to heaven. You see, look how the psalm goes on. Can you look at the screen? Sing praises to God. This is what we're to sing to the nations. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. When I was a child, there was an advert on the television. You know what an advert is? And it was for Coca-Cola. Who likes Coca-Cola? All right? And the advert on television went like this. It went, I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. And basically it said, all the world needs is Coca-Cola. The words of that song were rubbish. But I thought we could learn Psalm 47 to that tune, a kind of version of it. And this is how it goes. God's people call the world to sing, to clap and shout with joy of Jesus Christ, the Lord Most High, the King of all the earth. He loved us and came down to earth to die, to give us life. On the third day he rose again, then went back up to heaven. He is the King of all the earth, seated on his throne. His choir call others to join in their songs of praise to him. Do you think you could sing that with me? Simple, isn't it? And the adults, you all know that tune, don't you? So shall we sing that together? Just stay seated and sing it. God's people call the world to sing, to clap and shout with joy. Of Jesus Christ, the Lord Most High, the King of all the earth. He loved us and came down to earth to die, to give us life. On the third day he rose again, then went back up to heaven. He is the King of all the earth, seated on his throne. His choir call others to join in their song of praise to him. And you see, listen to this. Because of the great love of the Lord Jesus that meant he came down to earth to die on the cross, and because he then rose again and he ascended, he went back up into heaven, do you know what proves that he is King of all the earth? Do you know what proves that he's the Lord Most High? It's that his choir is growing bigger and bigger and bigger. Look at the last part of the psalm. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of the God of Abraham. For the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. When God's choir started, it was very, very small. I want you to imagine that this balloon, can you see it? That this balloon is God's choir. Now, God's choir all started with one man called Abraham. God promised Abraham, if I can keep the air in it, God promised Abraham that he would bless him and that his family would get bigger and bigger and that all the nations of the world would be blessed through Abraham's family. But you know, when God made that promise to Abraham, Abraham was really old. Abraham didn't have any children at all. But Abraham believed God's promise and he became a member of God's choir. And the story of the Old Testament is then how God's choir started to grow. Abraham had a son and he was called Isaac. And Isaac believed God and became part of the choir. And then Isaac, well, he had another son. He had a son, and he was called Jacob. And he became part of the choir. And then Jacob, well, he had 12 sons. So the choir was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the 12 sons of Jacob, well, they became the 12 tribes of Israel. And the tribe became bigger and... I've got another one. It's all right. And the tribe became bigger, if this one will hold. And the tribe became bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that was the tribe, the people, the choir of God that God saved from Egypt. And God's plan was always that people from all the nations would become part of God's choir. And then the Lord Jesus came. And the Lord Jesus died and he rose again and he went back up to heaven. And ever since that, disciples of Jesus, the choir of Jesus, have been going into the world. And as people have believed in the Lord Jesus, do you see what's happening? The choir has got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why we're here this morning. That's why we're here this morning. Because the choir of God, the choir of those who believe in the Lord Jesus, as the one who loved them and died on the cross for them and rose again and then went to heaven where he is the Lord most, they have become part of his choir. And so there's two questions I want to ask you this morning as we end. Question one, are you part of God's choir yet? Are you someone who is trusting in the Lord Jesus and learning to live with him as your king? None of us start life in his choir. We ignore Jesus, the great king, and live as if he's not king. That's how we show we're slaves of the devil. But King Jesus, the Lord Most High, who came down from heaven, who then died on the cross, who was buried, who was raised, and then went back up to heaven. Do you know what he does today? He calls you to put your trust in him. He calls you to believe in him and become part of his choir. And you may say, well, how do I do that? Can I tell you all you have to do? You just have to say, Lord Jesus, you are the Lord Most High. I'm sorry I've not been living with you as my king. Thank you for coming down to earth from heaven for someone like me, to die on the cross for someone like me. Please forgive me. Please make me part of your choir. And if you ask him to do that, do you know what he'll do? He'll do it. And you could do it today. Question two. If we're already part of his choir, are we making a noise for King Jesus? It is our great desire that his choir should get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger as we tell the people of the nations about him. Being involved in telling others about Jesus, it's not just for some Christians. Every Christian is in the choir. If you are someone who's in the choir, then where you're at school is where God wants you to tell other people about him, about Jesus. Do you know in the schools in Enfield, there are children from all the nations of the world. And you get to tell them about the Lord Jesus. And grown-ups, we're the same. In our streets, in the places we work, what does God want us to do? He wants us to tell people about Jesus. Can you say it with me, boys and girls, that he is the Lord Most? That he's the great king over all the earth. He's shown it by his love for his people. He's shown it by his ascension to heaven. He's shown it by the fact that his choir is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Can we sing that song again? Just remain seated. Should we sing the song again? Let's sing it again and then we'll pray. God's people call the world to sing, to clap and shout with joy. Oh, Jesus Christ, the Lord Most High, the King of all the earth. He loved us and came down to earth to die to give us life. On the third day he rose again and went back up to heaven. He is the King of all the earth, seated on his throne. His choir calls others to join in their songs of praise to him. Let's bow our heads, shall we, and let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for what we've learned about you today, that you are the Lord Most High, the King over all the earth. Forgive us for often not living with you as our King. Help us to trust you as the one who died for sinners like us Please forgive us, give us eternal life, and help us to be those who are truly part of your choir, telling others about how great you are. Please would we see your choir growing bigger and bigger and bigger. We ask this for your name's sake. Amen.